Darren, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks so much for joining me. Now, firstly, what are the current laws and rules that New South Wales have in place at the moment in terms of scripture classes in public schools, the religious diversity and how it's all handled?
Well, look, the fundamental issue is that the current New South Wales legislation requires principals to divide students up based on the religion or the non-religious beliefs of their parents and then hand over the students of religious parents to representatives of religious organisations who then expose those children to materials that the government, the New South Wales government, the Minister for Education, the Department of Education have no authority over based on the legislation. And they have no authority over who the actual SRE instructors are once the minister approves a provider. There are 107 scripture providers in New South Wales. So that means there's 107 various religious groups of various sizes going into schools presenting material that is often quite questionable, and that's recently been pointed out by the Queensland Department's review of some of the materials that are used in New South Wales, but also in the recent scripture review. So then we get into other issues of the complete lack of informed consent. The parents are not aware there's issues around scripture providers not meeting minimum policy requirements when it comes to providing information online. It's basically just, to be honest, it's a mess. And it has only been since our group started monitoring what the department is doing, or lack not doing, that this stuff is coming to light. And we wholeheartedly endorse the moves by various groups to have various protectionist policies removed from scripture. For example, the Senior Principals Council want the protectionist policy requirement that no formal school curriculum learning can take place for students that aren't participating in scripture. So that's been brought about by the scripture lobby, that they don't want there to be any competition to scripture. We also want to, and we want to see the opt-out system replaced with opt-in, and then the department to collect data so they can make informed policy decisions. So to be honest, it's summed up, it's an ad hoc mess. I call it a confusopoly. It's just the religious organisations basically are driving education policy, which we find hard, incredible. Like, and we know that based on information we've received from Freedom of Information Acts, information that we've received. So, yeah, look, it's where do we start, to be honest? And then it's not a simple matter of choice. The scripture providers try to put forward that parents can opt out, and over the last 3 years, there's been changes made to policy that basically what parents need to realise is they must write to the school to opt their child out of scripture. If they do not, the department enables principals to put those children in to scripture without explicit parental consent. Now, that is not explicitly stated anywhere that the parents must do that. Parents, even now, if a parent declares no religion on their enrolment form, the school sends home a second letter questioning that declaration of no religion. And the issue is, if that second letter is not returned or it's left blank, which parents have the right to do, that child is placed in scripture. That's the fundamental thing parents need to know right now in New South Wales schools, is that they must write to the school. Do not trust any declaration on an enrolment form and so on. So does that paint the picture? Or
yeah, definitely. It does give a nice coverage of all that we are looking at here. And if you have just tuned into The Daily, we're speaking right now with Darren Morgan, spokesperson for the parents' advocacy group Fairness in Religions in Schools, about Labor's proposed plan to remove scripture classes from public schools. Now, Darren, your group was also involved in Victoria's decision to remove scripture classes from the official school curriculum. Comparatively, how would the process of removing the classes be in New South Wales?
Well, look, it's not that difficult at all. I'm sure principals, the first thing that we want is that lost learning time returned to professional educators. Schools are required to, they must offer, if a scripture group wants to teach scripture, they must offer at least half an hour a week, up to 1 hour a week, or the equivalent over a year. We just simply want that time returned to professional educators. We want the provision for SRE scripture removed from the Education Act. It actually hasn't changed since 1880. So we are talking here about a 19th century piece of legislation which is exploited by 21st century evangelists. That's basically the current situation, that it is being used by evangelistic organizations to basically to indoctrinate children. So that's a pretty fair assessment, basically.
Well,
I
was going to say, I understand that one of the alternatives is ethics teaching. Now, I suppose on some degree, a lot of religious education does mirror ethics teaching quite well. Do you think that an alternative could be a bigger push on ethics education in schools that's a bit more secular?
Parents need to understand, and this is the reason behind the removal of ethics as a choice on the enrollment form. Ethics is not an alternative to scripture. It is an alternative to the non-scripture, this ridiculous word they use. It actually is referred to as alternative activity. So what parents have to do, they're not allowed to be offered ethics until they have officially opted out of scripture. So ethics is an alternative to non-scripture. Ethical understanding is an element in the Australian curriculum. I would love to see the principles of the Philosophy for Children program put into the curriculum. It's also interesting that in the recent scripture review, the ethics, primary ethics, were asked to map their curriculum against the Australian curriculum, which demonstrates that it is, pretty close to a formal education program. That requirement was not made of the scripture providers. So it is clear from the ARTD review that scripture is not education. It is religious instruction compared to primary ethics, which is actually philosophy for children in action. So we would love to see that work into the curriculum. It's fundamentally a process of facilitating children to think. That's what primary ethics is. That's what it does. It's based on long-standing principles of philosophy for children. So we would love to see that happen in schools. I personally believe it should be part of the students' learning. The UNESCO believe that all students have the right to philosophize. So it is something but as I said earlier, that's for the professional educators to decide. Theorists don't claim to be professional educators. All we are advocates for the return of that lost learning time to professional educators.
Well, Darren, thanks so much for joining me. At the moment, it looks like your work is going to be cut out for you in the coming months. So thanks so much for giving your time and explaining some of the sides of your argument.
Thank you very much.